Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
We had connection problems at the beginning of today's match. We now join Rob Weaver's broadcast early in the first set.
Dug out by Arcanum. The set. Outside hitter hits it over. Mara Pearson digs it out. Kayla Heitkamp to Paige Guggenbiller. A smash and off of the block and out of bounds. Paige Guggenbiller gets credit for the kill. Nine to eight score here. A 1-point lead for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp on the serve, and it's an ace serve. That went off the fist of Lily Johnning. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp, which is her second ace of the day. That makes it 10-8, Fort Recovery by two. Here's the serve, and it's another ace serve, again off of Lily Johnning. Three ace serves for Tegan Fortkamp, and timeout is going to be called here for Arcanum. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Kalp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Okay, back here at Arcanum, playing the varsity game first today. Coach Guggenbiller indicated that if they didn't play five games, they would go ahead and play a JV match. They only have so many players. And if they do play five games today, which I hope they don't, but if they do, that would mean that they will not play a JV match. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. Fort Recovery has the serve after the timeout by Arcanum. Tegan Fortkamp off of Johnning, who digs it out. Here's the set and the outside hitter back to Fort Recovery, Mara Pearson. And there's a hit and a kill by Arcanum. Outside hitter Paige Burrell gets the kill. 12-8. Fort Recovery. No! They said it was out of bounds, so give Fort Recovery the point. My correction. Tegan Fortkamp serves again. Dug out by Tegan. Here's Paige Guggenbiller on the hit, played by Arcanum. There's a smash, and it's out of bounds by Paige Burrell. Tegan Fortkamp having a nice run here, as it's 13-8 now. Fort Recovery with a 5-point lead. Tegan will serve again. Dug out to the net. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. The smash by Grace Klingsher and blocked by Arcanum. And Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point for Arcanum. So there's a point for Arcanum. Makes it 13-9. Going back to serve for Arcanum now is Molly Erickson. Erickson will serve to Mara Pearson. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Grace Klingsher. Klingsher on the smash, played by Arcanum, back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Paige can't get the kill. Arcanum plays it. Here's the hit over, and point Fort Recovery. Hit goes out of bounds. Tegan Fortkamp will, or correction, it'll be a new side out for the Indians there. Side out for Arcanum, now side out for the Indians, and Audra Bupp will come in to serve now. 14-9, again, a real steady server. Johnning digs it out. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery, and it is Fort Recovery getting the block there. I think I'm going to give that to Allison Fullenkamp. Actually, she and Paige Guggenbiller were kind of there together. Here's the serve by Audra Bupp. Good serve at the net. Here's the hit over to Fort Recovery. And they can't get it over. Point, Fort Recovery. Could not hit it over on the third hit there. So Audra Bupp has a couple of service points right off the bat here. Here's the good serve by Audra again. A smash, a block by Allison Follenkamp, and it goes out of bounds. That was deflected at the net, and it went out of bounds back at the back line. So that really ricocheted off the block. Point Arcanum. Now serving for them is Caitlin Sharp. 16-10, Lady Indians by 6. Audra Bupp digs it out to Tegan Forkamp. Here's a smash by Allison Follenkamp. She mishit it into the net. Point Arcanum. Back to serve again is Caitlin Sharp. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Tegan Forkamp to Mara Pearson. A smash and a slashing hit for Mara and got the kill. That's her third kill in the first game here. That equals, I think, what she had the other night in the whole match against New Bremen. Back to serve now is Faith Wendell. These seniors are playing their last regular season match of their careers today for Fort Recovery. Good serve, and the hit back over is out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell picks up a service point. She will serve again. Dug out by Arcanum. Here's the hit back over, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. You're listening to WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We're in the first game of the varsity match between Fort Recovery and Arcanum. 19-11, Fort Recovery in the lead right now. We'll be back as timeout is called by Arcanum. They trail by 8. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver here at the game site, and we have Eric Catterly back at the radio station running the controls back there in Portland, and Neil Spencer's here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a hit. Smash back to the Indians by Arcanum. Sage Luthold will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson just bumps it over. Here's the set for Arcanum. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp. Allison Follenkamp just dinks it over. Arcanum plays it. A battle at the net. Arcanum cannot get it over in 4 hits. Actually, they're going to call a double hit there on Arcanum. And Faith Wendell will pick up another service point. 22-11 now. Good serve by Faith. Here's a smash by Arcanum out of bounds. Another service point for Faith Wendell. Hitting that out of bounds over the back line was Reese Blinn of Arcanum. And Faith Wendell will serve again. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. It's on the line. Oh, they say it's out. Ooh. That was close. We'll take it, though. Give Faith Wendell another point. 22-11, Lady Indians running away here in this game one. Here's the set, the smash, and there's a kill for Arcanum. Picking up the kill that time was Mackenzie Byrne. That's her third kill of this game. Those of you who are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, I know we got on a little bit late there, but we're with you now. And don't forget, we will have the sectional match on Monday at Wayne Trace on both WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there's a smash by Mara Pearson, another kill for her. That's 4 kills for Mara here in the first game. It's now 23-12, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. Want to say a big hi to Bob Stogler out there. I know he's got to be listening, one of the biggest Indian fans there ever was. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell bumps it to Kayla Heitkamp. There's Mara Pearson getting the cross-court hit and the kill. Mara Pearson picks up another kill. It's now 24-12. Kayla Heitkamp serving game point here. Fort Recovery leads 24-12 in game number one. Here's the serve. Arcanum bumps it up. There's the set. Hit by the outside hitter off of Callie Wendell and out of bounds. Give a kill to Lexi Gibbons of Arcanum. That's her first kill. Side out Arcanum as they barely stay alive here. 24-13, Fort Recovery by 11. Now back to serve for Arcanum is Emily Fouts. Emily's a junior on this team. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to the net. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Sage Leuthold, and Sage gets the kill. And that's the end of game one. Fort Recovery wins 25-13. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy. Caring for our community is at the core of what we do, and we are looking for a few great people to join our team. From managing medication therapy for patients to setting up oxygen services in the home, we have multiple positions available where you can make a difference. We are looking for delivery drivers, cashiers, and pharmacy technicians in both full-time and part-time positions. Contact Calp Pharmacy today at 419-375-2323 or on our website, calppharmacy.com, to learn more. We look forward to meeting you.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And a reminder, we'll have Jay County's volleyball match coming up at 11 against Centerville in the Newcastle sectional. That'll be at 100.9 after we're done here. And then they'll start out at 11 at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And we start the second game, and there is Allison Follenkamp with a kill. Another kill. Allison has three on the day. Here we go with Audra Bupp. good serve. Here's the set. Back to Fort Recovery. Smash by Paige Guggenbiller. There's the dig by Arcanum. Callie Wendell will pass off. And what do we got? I think somebody was in the net for Arcanum. So a point Fort Recovery. Audra Buck will pick up the service point. Another good serve by Audra. Dug out by the back line of Arcanum. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to the net to Tegan Fortkamp. There's Allison Follenkamp. She gets another kill. Man, I tell you, she's just playing lights out. Last several games, I've been very impressed with Allison. She plays the middle hitter spot for the Lady Indians. She's a tall, lanky young lady, plays great volleyball. Here's Audra Bupp on the serve. Another good serve. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara hits it off the block and out of bounds and got the kill. For Mara, that is already, my goodness, 2, 4, 6. 6 kills for Mara already today. Audra Bupp serves again. Another good serve. Dug out by Arcanum. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Callie Wendell. Freeballing it over is Paige Guggenbiller. Going back to save it was Arcanum. Here's the free ball over. Bup to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller, and Paige just dinks it over for a kill. That's her third kill of the match, and Fort Recovery off to a 5-0 start here. Arcanum's going to be forced to call a timeout here in a little bit. Audra Bup now serving. Good serve. Dug out by Arcanum. Here's the set for the outside hitter off of Mara Pearson, and they get the kill. I'm not sure which one that was. I'm sorry. But Arcanum gets the point. So side out Arcanum. 5-1 now. Fort Recovery leads, and going back to serve for Arcanum. I believe that was Sarah Kale who had the kill. And Sarah Kale will serve. Here's the bump to Mara Pearson after the good serve by Arcanum. Now Arcanum sets for the outside hitter, and they get the kill. That was Reese Blinn getting the kill that time. Service point for Sarah Kale. And it's now 5-2. Arcanum back to within 3. There's service error over the end line by Sarah Kale, and Fort Recovery will have side out. Understand Pat and Mary Niekamp also listening in today. Hey, glad to have you guys listening in to the volleyball match. Cheer for these Indians. They're playing well. Back to Fort Recovery after the good serve. Here's the smash by Allison Follenkamp, a block. Follenkamp hits it over and hits it out of bounds. So side out Arcanum. Couldn't get anything going on that particular serve. 6-3. Arcanum down by 3 now. Going back to serve is going to be Haley Smith. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Smash by Mara Pearson. Yes! There's a kill for Mara as she continues to rack up the kills today. 7 kills now for Mara Pearson. My, my. Back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp, the sophomore. Again, we'll be at Wayne Trace on Monday night, 6 o'clock. Join us for the broadcast if you can't be there. Good serve, free balling it back to Fort Recovery to Callie Wendell, who will pass to Kayla Heitkamp, sets for Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan mishit it. Side out for Arcanum. 7-4, 3-point lead for the Lady Indians in game number 2. We won game 1, 25-13, pulled away at the end after a fairly close start. Here's a good serve by Arcanum, dug out by Audra Bupp. Kayla Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, who smashes. Arcanum able to play it. They're in a little bit of trouble. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold sets. Here is now a hit by Mara Pearson and got the kill. Hit that off of Emily Fout. Another kill for Mara. Boy, she's going at a record pace here. 8 kills so far, and we're only not even halfway through game two. Mara Pearson on the serve. Good serve. Here's the set for Arcanum. The hit back over. And a battle. Fort Recovery has it. Callie Wendell back over to Arcanum. Johnning to the net. Here's the tip back over. And the kill for Arcanum for Lexi Gibbons. Side out, Arcanum. Coming in to serve now will be Caitlin Sharp. Caitlin's a junior on this team. Bounces the volleyball 8-5, Fort Recovery by 3 here in game number 2. Here comes the serve. It's into the net, service error. Fort Recovery gets a break there and will have their own serve now on side out. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve. She's a very fine server. She's been the libero the last several games. After Fort Recovery started the year with Audra Bupp as the libero, they made a switch, and Callie's held the spot ever since as Fort Recovery picks up the point there. Arcanum could not make the return. Callie serves again. Dug out by Arcanum. Now they're going to have to just free ball it over. Callie Wendell will pass to the net. Here's the dink over by Paige Guggenbiller. Now back to Fort Recovery. Klingshern to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. Side out, Arcanum. 10-6 there. Yeah, I was hoping the Lady Indians could keep a run going there with Callie because she's a really good server. But if the offense doesn't keep it going... So side out for Arcanum. There's a kill by Paige Guggenbiller. We get it right back. Get the serve right back. That's number 4 for Paige Guggenbiller. Going back to serve now is Tegan Fortkamp. 11-6 score. Tegan's serve is a good one. Dug out by their libero. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will pass to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Allison Fullenkamp. And Allison gets a kill. Again, she's having a good match, too. That is her 5th kill of the match so far. We're only halfway through game number 2 here. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Fort Recovery leads 12-6. Here comes the serve. And it's a little too long, out of bounds. Service error and side out to Arcanum. Arcanum 10-11 on the year. Fort Recovery comes in 7-14. But just being honest, here's the serve by Arcanum. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Grace Klingshern to Allison Fullenkamp. Hits it out of bounds. Point for Arcanum. Just being honest, Arcanum's league is no way in comparison to the MAC. In fact, to be quite honest, there's no league in Ohio that compares to the MAC in my mind. And there's a service error out of bounds by Molly Erickson. So side out Fort Recovery. And here comes Audra Bupp in to serve again. Boy, the Lady Indians played great the other night against New Bremen. I mean, they gave New Bremen all they wanted. Had Diana Kramer sweating at the forehead there for a while. Here's the free ball over to Fort Recovery. A smash by Allison Fullenkamp. Arcanum's able to play it. The dink over by the outside hitter. Callie Wendell passes to Tegan Fortkamp to Paige Guggenbiller, a block. Back to Arcanum. Here's the set, the hit, played by Audra Bupp. Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. A smash blocked by Arcanum nicely. And there's a hit by Allison Fullenkamp and got the kill. Allison Fullenkamp, another kill. And for her, that's number 6. So we got Mara Pearson with 8 kills. Allison Fullenkamp, with 6 kills. Here's Audra Bupp serving again, and it's a up, out of bounds service error. On the far end down there, I couldn't see how close it was, but the linesman said it was out. 14-9. Port recovery by five. Side out Arcanum. Here we go with a serve by Johnning. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. And it's a kill for Mara. Number nine on the day. Boy, I'd love to see her get 20 kills today. At the rate she's going, she might get there. I don't know. Here we go with Faith Wendell now serving for Fort Recovery. Dug out by Johnning. Back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Fullenkamp. And it's a block for Arcanum. Haley Smith comes through with the block. Side out Arcanum. 15-10. Going back to serve now is Haley Smith. Good serve by Haley, and it's ace serve as Audra Bupp just couldn't get there. Haley Smith with her first ace serve of the day. She will serve again. Arcanum closes the gap to 15-11. Good serve again, dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for our outside hitter. In this case was Allison Fullenkamp. And she got a kill. Normally, Allison plays the middle hitting spot, but that time she drifted over to the right side and picks up kill number seven for her. Kayla Heitkamp now serving. And it's an ace serve for Kayla. That is Kayla's first ace serve, and timeout Arcanum. They need to talk about it. Port Recovery leads 17-11. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Port Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, we're at Arcanum High School this afternoon, actually this morning, playing the varsity match first today. Coach Guggenbiller said if they don't go five sets, and right now it's not looking like that at all, they'll play a JV match after this. We just don't have quite enough players to play both matches at times. And girls basketball is going to be the same way. We're going to be mainly just varsity on girls basketball. Not enough players for a JV team in girls basketball. Here's Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve there. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Almost got the kill, but not quite. Back to Callie Wendell. Here's the set for Mara Pearson. Another kill for Mara. Man. She's having a great junior final game. Kill number 10 for Mara Pearson now. Here's Kayla Heitkamp serving again. Good serve. Smash by Arcanum, and it's... off a block by Fort Recovery. I think that was Sage Luthold who got the block. Another point for Kayla Heitkamp. It's now 19-11. Lady Indians ready to close the door on this game. Here we go with another serve for Kayla Heitkamp. And it's an ace serve. Hit that short, and the back line libero, Ashlyn Miller, had to come up and try to play that. She just couldn't get to it. Two aces for Kayla today. Good serve there. Dug out by Arcanum at the net. Here's the dink over to Fort Recovery. And we got a double hit or what? Nope, somebody's in the net. They said that Lexi Gibbons was in the net for Arcanum. So point for Fort Recovery. And Kayla Heitkamp will continue her serve. It's 21-11. That time it's too long. Had too many Wheaties this morning as Kayla Heitkamp hits it over the end line. 21-12, our sight out for Arcanum. Going back to serve is Emily Fout. Again, after we get done here at Arcanum, we'll join the Jay County tournament match at Newcastle, playing Centerville today in their first sectional game. Here's Tegan Fortkamp over. Arcanum able to save it. Back to Callie Wendell. Set for Kayla Heitkamp to Sage Luthold. I think it was in. Yes. Sage Luthold gets a kill. That's her third of the day. And again, if you want to hear the entire Jay County match, that's being heard at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And that starts at 11 in just a few minutes here. Good serve by Mara Pearson. And she's serving now. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell bumps it to the net to Kayla Heitkamp. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Right idea, just didn't have the angle. As if she could have angled that down a little bit quicker, that would have been a kill, but just wasn't. So, side out Arcanum now, 22-13. Fort Recovery still with a big lead here in game two. After we won game one, here's a hit by Grace Klingshern back to the back line. Here's a smash by Arcanum, played by Mara Pearson. Setting for Tegan Fortkamp, and it's a kill for Tegan. Tegan Fortkamp comes through, and that's her first kill of the day. And normally she has a few more than that, but hey, can't knock the team spirit today. Callie Wendell serving now. Good serve. Here's the set for Arcanum, the smash back to Fort Recovery. Dig out by Mara Pearson. Paige Guggenbiller, the middle hitter, hits it over, and Arcanum can't return it. I'm not going to rule that one as a kill because they did have a chance to offensively return that. So Fort Recovery makes it 24-13. Callie Wendell picks up the points, and she will serve game point here. 24-13 at the moment. Fort Recovery in the lead, ready to lock down game number two after we already won game one. Good serve, dug out by Arcanum. Here's the set. Hit back over to Fort Recovery, and it's off of Fort Recovery and out of bounds. So it's a kill for Arcanum. Going back to serve now for Arcanum's Ashlyn Miller as Arcanum barely stays alive. 24-14 now. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. There's Kayla Heitkamp, a block. Back to Fort Recovery, Grace Klingshern, a block by Arcanum. Mara Pearson saves it. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it back over. Here's Arcanum trying to make the return. They mishit it into the net, and that is the end of the game. 25-14, Fort Recovery wins game two. We won game one, 25-13. We win game two, 25-14. Up 2-0 here and breezing right along, Fort Recovery leading Arcanum. We'll be back from Arcanum High School right after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy.
Caring for our community is at the core of what we do, and we are looking for a few great people to join our team. From managing medication therapy for patients to setting up oxygen services in the home, we have multiple positions available where you can make a difference. We are looking for delivery drivers, cashiers, and pharmacy technicians in both full-time and part-time positions. Contact Kalt Pharmacy today at 419-375-2323 or on our website, kaltpharmacy.com, to learn more. We look forward to meeting you.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We're back at Arcanum, about ready to go for game number three here. I just might stop at Made Rights on the way back to Portland. That's one of my favorite visits when I'm down this way. Here's Tegan Forkamp serving for Arcanum, and they're going to call. Arcanum went under the net there, so point for recovery. Tegan Forkamp gets the point. Here goes the next serve. Let's serve, but Arcanum plays it. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Tegan Forkamp. Here's the dink over by Grace Klingshern, and Klingshern gets the kill. One of my favorite Made Right stories was I was going back home eating my Made Right in my car. You know what that's kind of like? That's kind of hard to do. And all of a sudden, there is a let's serve. Arcanum plays it. There's the set. Here's a smash by Allison Follenkamp, played by Arcanum. They set at the net. Blocked by Paige Guggenbiller. Here's the set again. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson. There's a smash by Grace Klingshern. Arcanum back to Fort Recovery off of Tegan Forkamp. Here's Grace Klingshern, another hit. Arcanum plays it, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Forkamp. And a block by Arcanum, and they pick up the point. Blocked by Haley Smith. Getting back to my story, anyway, I was driving home with my Made Right in my hand, trying to eat it on the roadway, going up Route 49, and all of a sudden, I noticed a police officer behind me. There is a dink over by Paige Guggenbiller. Here is the free ball back to Arcanum. Smash back to Fort Recovery. It's out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. And so the police officer pulled me over while I'm trying to eat my Made Right. And he says, "Sir, you're driving all over the road." And I was too embarrassed to say, "Well, I'm sorry, officer. I'm trying to eat my Made Right. And, you know, it's kind of messy to do that. And that's why I was driving all over the road." But he let me go without any problems, but that's my favorite Made Right story from Made Rights in Greenville. Arcanum with the ball back to Fort Recovery. There's a smash by Allison Follenkamp. Here's the set by Arcanum back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp, Tegan Forkamp, smash by Paige Guggenbiller, but she hits it in the net. So it's a hitting error there. Side out Arcanum. So if I do eat my Made Rights while I'm driving now, I look behind me to make sure there's no police officer behind me. Life goes on. Here's another serve by Arcanum. Ace serve for Arcanum off of Callie Wendell. Caitlin Sharp picks up her first ace serve of the day. Tied at 3-3 now in this third game. Fort Recovery's won games 1 and 2. Here's the next serve by Arcanum. Dug out by Callie Wendell, Tegan Forkamp to Paige Guggenbiller. Nice smash and a kill for Paige. Paige Guggenbiller picks up her fifth kill of the day. Makes it 4-3. Faith Wendell back to serve. Excellent server and a senior. Dug out by Arcanum. They have the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And it's a smash and a kill. I believe that was Haley Smith with the kill. Makes it 4-4. We're all tied up. Haley Smith will go back to serve. Tegan Forkamp to Mara Pearson. There's a hit back, blocked by Arcanum. Back to Arcanum again. They got a free ball up back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Forkamp. Sets for Pearson. Hits it over. Oh, can't get the kill. Arcanum back to the net. Here's the dink over. Mara Pearson gets the block. And they're going to say four hits on Arcanum. Actually, it was not a block, apparently. Apparently, she didn't get it over the net. So back to serve now is Kayla Heitkamp. 5-4. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Ace serve for Kayla right off the fist of Ashlyn Miller. She has had three ace serves today. And a total of 2, 4, 6, 7 points. Kayla Heitkamp serving again. It's now 6-4, Fort Recovery by 2. Another ace serve. Very same thing happened. Off the fist of Ashlyn Miller. Two ace serves in a row for Kayla Heitkamp. That gives her a total of 4 ace serves on the day and 8 total points. Kayla will serve again. Good serve dug out by the back line. And free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell passing. Here's Tegan Forkamp on a smash and got the kill. Tegan Forkamp with her second kill of the day. Makes it 8-4. Fort Recovery looks like they're going to wrap this one up in a hurry here. Again, a reminder, as soon as we get done here, we'll go to the Jay County game at Newcastle. Jay County playing Centerville today. Ed Thurman is down there. And if Jay County wins today, they'll play for the championship tonight. Unlike Ohio, they play 2 games in 1 day for the sectional championship. Here's a smash by Tegan Forkamp. Back over to Arcanum. Blocked there by Mara Pearson. Back to Arcanum. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's the set for Mara. Another kill. Mara Pearson picks up kill number 11. 9-4. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Lady Indians by 5. They've already won the first 2 games. And it's a good serve dug out by Ashlyn Miller, the libero. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And I'm not sure if that was a block or just a miss hit. Anyway, it's a point Fort Recovery. 10-4. Lady Indians lead by 6. Timeout. Arcanum will be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We are at Arcanum High School, Arcanum, Ohio, down in Dark County. Fort Recovery leads 10-4 here in game number 3. We won the first 2 games by scores of 25-13 and 25-14. Been a pretty easy day for the Lady Indians here. Good tune-up for the sectional when we'll be at Wayne Trace on Monday night. Wayne Trace is the higher seed, but I honestly feel like we're going to beat them. So listen in on Monday to see if we do. 6 o'clock start time. Good serve by Kayla Heitkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Tegan Forkamp. A smash, a block by Arcanum. A battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Mara Pearson. Another kill for Mara. Number 12 on the day. 11-4. Heitkamp again serving. 7-point lead here for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Arcanum. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Free ball back over by Audra Bupp, played by Arcanum, back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Bupp to Kayla Heitkamp, a smash by Luthold, and it's a block for Arcanum. I believe that was Lexi Gibbons getting the block. Side out Arcanum, 11-5 now. Fort Recovery leads by 6. Going back to serve for Arcanum is Emily Fouts. Her serve is good, dug out by Audra Bupp. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Sage Luthold, and another block by Lexi Gibbons. That's a service point for Emily Fouts. Makes it 11-6 now. Good serve, dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set for Pearson. Got another kill. Mara Pearson, number 13 on the day. And here comes a sub in. Grace Klingshern comes in, and Audra Bupp will go out. Those two are both part of our seniors. Mara Pearson serving now. Here's the pass to the net, and waiting on it was Grace Klingshern. And Fort Recovery, they say Arcanum had a mishit there. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Mara Pearson serving again. Good serve by Mara. Here's the set. Smash and the kill. Nice kill there by Mackenzie Byrne of Arcanum. That is her fourth kill of the day. Side out Arcanum, 13-7 now. Now Lily Johnning goes back to serve for Arcanum. Here comes the serve, dug out by Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Sets for Sage Luthold. Luthold a soft hit over, played by Arcanum. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Grace Klingshern. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp. Smash and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp picks up her third kill of the day. That makes it 14-7, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Arcanum's back line. Over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. There's the dink over. And Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill. Here comes Callie Wendell serving again. Good serve. The set, back to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill. Nobody could get to it. Sarah Cale came up with the kill. So side out Arcanum, and back to serve now is going to be Ashlyn Miller. She is their libero. Miller's serve is good, dug out by Mara Pearson to the net. Here's the dink over by Paige Guggenbiller, and she I wouldn't necessarily call that a dink. She just forcefully hit it over to the side and got the kill. And for Paige, that is kill number 7 on the day. Back to serves Tegan Fortkamp, 16-8. Almost an ace, but Arcanum plays it. Just have to free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell bumps it to the net. Here's the smash by Paige Guggenbiller. Arcanum plays it back to Fort Recovery. They can't hit it over. Hitting error by Arcanum's Katie Brown. Can't get it over the net, and it's a point for Tegan Fortkamp. Seventeen-8 now. Fort Recovery breezing right along here. Battle at the net. Paige Guggenbiller to Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan two hands it over. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp to Allison Follenkamp. Arcanum able to play it, but they hit it out of bounds. Return by Katie Brown was out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. So Tegan Fortkamp picks up another service point. 18-8 now. Let's serve, but played by Arcanum. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp. Callie Wendell sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Paige on a spike. Played by Arcanum. back to Fort Recovery. A battle, and it went off a block by Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Arcanum. 18-9, side out Arcanum. And coming in to serve for the Lady Trojans is Molly Erickson. Again, Arcanum's 10-11 on the year. Fort Recovery is at 7-14. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Arcanum, and they mishit it. Couldn't get it over the net. Point Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. 19-9 now. And Audra Bupp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Ashlyn Miller. Battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Mara Pearson. Can't get the kill. To the net, Tegan Fortkamp sets for Allison Fullenkamp, and she got the kill. Allison Fortkamp with kill number 8 for Allison. She's having a great match today also. Audra Bupp serving. Good serve. Dug out by Miller. Here's the set and the smash back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson and got another kill. Mara Pearson, kill number 14 on the day, 21-9. Audra Bupp picks up another service point. Lady Indians close to closing this one out in a hurry today. Good serve there by Audra Bupp. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Oh, great save by Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Arcanum, and they cannot make the return. Point Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp picks up another service point, 22-9. Lady Indians on top. They won the first two games, winning game number 3 here. And it's almost an ace serve, but played by Arcanum, blocked by Paige Guggenbiller, and Arcanum cannot make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige a block on that. 23-9. Audra Bupp serving again. Good serve. And a block by Allison Fullenkamp and Paige Guggenbiller. Allison Fullenkamp, Paige Guggenbiller pick up the blocks. Timeout Arcanum, 24-9. We'll be back in just a moment. Fort Recovery in the lead.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County match today, that's being heard on our other stations at 105.3 and 1440. And then as soon as we finish here, which will be in just a moment, we'll be joining the Jay County match here on 100.9 also. But that's going on right now at 105.3 FM and 1440. Jay County tangling with Centerville today in the Newcastle sectional. If we win today, we'll play for the sectional championship tonight against either Delta or Frankton. Audra Bupp serving again. She's had a nice run here. Here is the match point. Good serve. Arcanum plays it back to Fort Recovery on a free ball. Here's Bupp digging it out to Tegan Fortkamp. Allison Fullenkamp over. Arcanum plays it. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery and the kill to stay alive for Reese Blinn. Makes it 24-10 now. Side out Arcanum. Going back to serve is Sarah Cale. Here we go with the serve into the net, but it's a let serve and they get it over. Here's Paige Guggenbiller, a smash back to Fort Recovery. Here's Mara Pearson, and she hits it out of bounds. I thought that might be another kill for her, but it went out of bounds. So it's 24-11. Another point for Sarah Cale. Serves again. Mara Pearson back over. Here's the set for Arcanum. Back to Fort Recovery. And another kill for Arcanum for Reese Blinn. Arcanum continuing to stay alive here. Once again, continuing the serve is Sarah Cale. 24-12. Lady Indians lead by big numbers. Callie Wendell can't get it up to the net. Callie Wendell dug it out in the back line, but she couldn't get it high enough in the air for anybody to do anything with it. And it's another point for Arcanum and for Sarah Cale. 24-13 now. And that's a service error, and that is the game. Fort Recovery wins 25-13. They win the match 25-13, 25-14, and 25-13. We'll wrap it up in just a moment, get right back to the Jay County match going on. So stay tuned. We'll return in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, real quickly here, we'll give you some of the stats, and then we'll move on to the Jay County match going on with Centerville down in the Newcastle sectional. For Fort Recovery, Audra Bupp had a nice day of serving, ended up with 10 service points on the day. Didn't have any aces, but was real solid at the serving line. Sage Luthold had 3 kills and 1 block. Callie Wendell had 3 service points. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with a total of 10 service points, including 4 aces for the sophomore, Kayla Heitkamp. Mara Pearson, what a day. 14 kills for Mara and also had 1 service point. 14 kills for Mara Pearson. Grace Klingshern had 1 kill. Tegan Fortkamp ended up with 6 kills and also had 9 service points, including 3 aces. So a nice day for Tegan. Allison Follenkamp had a total of 8 kills and 2 blocks on the day. Paige Guggenbiller ended up the day with 2 blocks and had 7 kills. Faith Wendell with 6 service points on the day. And that was a wrap on the Fort Recovery stats. For Arcanum, real quickly, Lexi Gibbons had 2 kills, 2 blocks. Lily Johnning had a service ace. Emily Fout had a service point. Paige Burrell had a kill. Sarah Cale had 2 kills and 4 service points. Molly Erickson with a service point. Ashlyn Miller with 2 points. Reese Blinn with 3 kills. Mackenzie Byrne with 4 kills to lead the team. Haley Smith had 2 blocks, a kill, and an ace. Caitlin Sharp had a service point, had actually 2 service points and 1 ace. And that does wrap it up. Fort Recovery improves their record to 8-14. That ends the regular season. They will head on to sectional play to play Wayne Trace on Monday night. You can hear that here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Monday night, starting shortly before 6 o'clock on Monday evening from Wayne Trace. Again, Arcanum, they finished their regular season at 10-12 on the year. Again, Fort Recovery wins today 25-13, 25-14, and 25-13 over the Arcanum Lady Trojans. Thanks to the folks here at Arcanum for their hospitality. Appreciate it very much. And we're going to send it back to the radio station, and they'll be switching you to the Jay County Centerville sectional match going on right now.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.